This is The Guardian. Regid Ahmed here on Gadigal land with the full story. ...2026 started with a violent jolt, with Donald Trump attacking Venezuela and capturing its sitting president. Almost immediately afterwards, more intervention was flagged in countries like Cuba.
There will be no more oil or money going to Cuba, zero. I strongly suggest they make a deal before it is too late.
Colombia.
Colombia is very sick too, run by a sick man who likes making cocaine and selling it to the United States. And he's not going to be doing it very long, let me tell you.
And Greenland.
But if we don't do it the easy way, we're going to do it the hard way. And I'm a fan of Denmark.
For the moment, Donald Trump's focus is now on Iran, where thousands of protesters are reported to have been killed in anti-government protests.
This will retaliate in the instance of U.S. strikes against U.S. assets in the Middle East.
Yeah, Iran said that the last time I blew them up. They better behave.
It all begs the question, are we seeing a new ramp up in Trump's imperialist intentions? Or is this simply the same America we've always known, minus the diplomatic window dressing?
It's not quite business as usual. It is more honest in terms of what the US is after. This will be the first time, really, since sort of Teddy Roosevelt, that it's gone out looking to expand its territorial reach.
Today, senior international correspondent Julian Borger on Donald Trump's territorial ambitions.